You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Of course, if you've been following the trial of Alec Murdaugh or the Murdaugh case or circus or whatever you want to call it, you've heard the term Moselle a time or 500. Of course, Moselle, the estate, one of the estates, rather, of the Murdaugh family, and also the scene of the murders of Maggie and Paul by Alec Murdaugh. Well, we've talked about the auction that went on for the items within Moselle, but the estate itself has now officially been sold. Who did it go to? Well, that's under wraps. We don't know. But it has been sold for $3.9 million. The estate itself spans over 1,700 acres. One of its highlights, of course, bearing witness to the brutal slayings of Murdaugh's wife and son on that summer night. And it's just one of those places that, I don't know, stigmatized property comes to mind. You believe in ghosts, probably some weird energy there. I don't know. I don't know how one turns that into a happy home, but it is 1,700 acres, so you could just plow the thing down and maybe you're getting it for the land. I don't know. Maybe you're getting it so that money can go to the people who it's rightfully owed to. But where exactly is all of that money going to? That's what we're going to break down here in just a few seconds. Of course, as Murdaugh languishes in the throes of his legal quagmire, accused of murder, theft, facing dozens of civil suits, the sale of his properties, including the family beach house at Edesto, and of course, Moselle itself, they're aiming to bring in as much money as they can because there's a lot that needs to be settled. Under the settlement agreement, $3.9 million from the sale of Moselle will be divided amongst the following. So, $530,000 will be going, brace yourself, Buster Murdaugh, the surviving son and devisee of the estate, gets $530,000. I don't know. I don't know what to feel about that. Buster never convicted of any sort of crime whatsoever. Really more so, as far as we know, a victim of his family more than anything else. But $530,000 going to Buster. How that's right, I don't know. $290,000 going to be going to the estate's legal fees and expenses. Estate's legal fees and expenses, I guess the question is, who's handling that? As we know, the legal representation for a lot of Alec's stuff has been Jim Griffin and Mr. Dick Harpootalin. So I don't know if that's the receiver of that money or what, but keep in mind, he did have that $20,000 a week compound that they were staying at for the duration of that trial. So if you do that math, that's about a $120,000 bill for a six-week trial. You know, $6,511 going to be paid to Laura Jones, LLC, who had a claim against the estate in probate court. $12,305 going to be given to John Marvin Murdaugh, Alec's younger brother, for personal funds advanced on behalf of the estate and in satisfaction of his outstanding creditor claim against the estate. $100,000 going to be directed to Joseph McCullough as legal counsel for Connor Cook to release Cook's claim against Buster Murdaugh in the 2019 wrongful death suit arising from the Murdaugh boating accident where Mallory Beach was killed. $275,000 allotted to co-receivers for legal expenses arising from claims against Murdaugh. And the remaining balance, approximately $2,686,000, will go to clients of Mark Tinsley, who we had on the show here this week. Counsel for Renee Beach and personal representative for the estate of Mallory Beach, Morgan Daughtry, and Miley Altman, who all each were involved in civil suits arising from the boat crash. These allocations have been approved as part of the court-ordered settlement agreement. So, feel as you will about where some of this may be going, maybe not necessarily into the best of hands, considering the family that brought all of this horrendous drama upon this community. I don't know. But that's where it is going. At least 2.68 million is going to be going to the hands of people who do truly deserve it. Now, the question is, where's the rest of the money?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
And that's the question that I don't know that we're going to find the answer to. We're talking to Mark Tinsley earlier in the week. I brought up the idea of, did he bury it around the property? Like, if you bought Moselle, would you get like some sort of radar device to like look into the ground and see if you can find buried treasure? I'd be very interested to know where that money went. He thinks we're never going to find out, but stranger things have happened in this case. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussion as we have it for you right here. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.